Donald Trump is expected to be in Waco later this week for a rally, but he says he's expecting to be arrested before then. It's Monday, March 20th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Thanks for starting your week with the Texas Minute. Hope you had a nice weekend. Over the last few years, Texans have become aware of the proliferation of sexually explicit books and comic books. Find out today how one mom is taking an innovative approach to letting lawmakers know what she's been finding. But first up, in an emotionally charged meeting of the Texas Senate State Affairs Committee late last week, testimony was taken on so-called gender modification procedures. Legislation by Republican Senator Donna Campbell, an emergency room doctor, would prohibit medical providers from performing gender transition surgeries or prescribing cross-sex hormones or puberty blockers to children under the age of 18 who suffer from gender dysphoria. Senator Campbell told her colleagues that so-called gender-affirming care for children is a lucrative industry that promotes treatments that aren't backed by science and cause irreversible physical harm and profound emotional trauma. Campbell noted that several countries in Europe, including Sweden, Finland, and the United Kingdom, no longer recommend gender transition surgeries for minors because evidence suggests they don't improve the long-term well-being. Among those testifying was Prisha Mosley, a 25-year-old woman from Michigan who described how she suffered from depression, anorexia, and borderline personality disorder as a teenager. She was persuaded that transitioning into a male would resolve those issues. She said her parents didn't initially approve of the transition when it began as a young teenager, but were asked by her gender therapist, "Would you rather have a dead daughter or a living son? Do you want to pick up her hormones or her body from the morgue?" But nothing was resolved for Prisha, who now speaks out about the perils of subjecting minors to these life-altering procedures that 100% of the time leave the children sterilized. Shockingly, the Texas Pediatric Association came out in opposition to Senator Campbell's ban. Apparently, they like cashing those checks that come from sterilizing children. Makes me glad my own kids are past the age of needing a pediatrician in Texas. In the Texas House, legislation would hold the manufacturers and distributors of abortion pills accountable in Texas for wrongful deaths of women and children. Under current law in Texas, these out-of-state abortion providers are exempt from liability. Pro-life advocates say telehealth marketers and doctors have continually failed to inform women of the risks of performing a chemical abortion. A new analysis from the Human Coalition reveals 35% of women who take an abortion pill end up in the emergency room within 30 days. In states where abortion is illegal, when a woman's illegal chemical abortion goes wrong, they're often encouraged by the pill pushers to go to the hospital immediately, but then to lie to healthcare workers about the situation. That often results in misdiagnoses and delayed treatments for these women. Texans have become aware of the proliferation of sexually explicit books and comic books available in school libraries. So one mom is taking an innovative approach in letting lawmakers know what she's been finding. Kristen Bentley is sending daily samples to all state lawmakers of what she calls the filthy books she's found in school libraries around the state. Bentley started working on the issue in her hometown in 2021 with an audit of a Tyler High School library. Since then, she's done audits of school libraries across the state. Bentley says she's yet to come across a school library that doesn't have sexually explicit content. Her goal with the Filthy Books campaign is to get legislation passed in this session that will protect Texas kids across the state from sexualization in their schools and libraries. The House is scheduled to gavel in at 2 p.m. today, while the Senate will meet at 3 p.m. The Texas Minute, though, will be right back. Did you know you can watch the Texas Legislature live? If you have a Roku or Apple TV device, download the free Texas Scorecard app. There you can find gavel-to-gavel coverage of the legislature, as well as all the great Texas Scorecard video content like The Headline, Heads Up, and Scorecard documentaries. Download the Texas Scorecard app for free on Roku or Apple TV. Former President Donald Trump announced over the weekend that he expects to be arrested tomorrow. That arrest would be in connection with a long-running New York investigation into hush money Donald Trump admits he made, through his lawyer, to a porn actress ahead of his 2016 presidential campaign. The legal issues are complicated, with some lawyers suggesting the charges under New York's campaign finance laws shouldn't apply since he was a candidate for federal office. Mr. Trump is expected to be in Texas at the end of the week for a campaign rally Saturday in Waco. The production and sale of fentanyl became a first-degree felony of murder, punishable by lifetime imprisonment under legislation unanimously approved by the Texas Senate. Authored by Houston Republican Joan Huffman, her legislation addresses a rapidly escalating problem of deaths attributed to drugs being laced with the synthetic opioid known as fentanyl. Last year, more than 800 Texans overdosed on fentanyl-related pills. Meanwhile, the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency says already in 2023, it seized 8.1 million pills and more than 1,600 pounds of fentanyl. To put that in perspective, just 2.2 pounds of fentanyl can produce a lethal overdose in 500,000 people. So the amount of fentanyl seized already this year could kill more than 363 million people. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Daryl Frost, Soli Rice, Emily Wilkerson, Aaron Anderson, and Brandon Waltons. The Texas Minute was produced today by Walker York in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.